Let's do what I call a chatty podcast today. We covered quite a lot of grammar and English language learning topics recently. So today, let's have a look at something that you'll have heard about on the news. You listen to me talk about a subject that's probably familiar to you while your brain is learning some more English. This podcast will help you brush up your vocabulary for different locations and countries of the world. Their names are probably different in English to their names in your language. And you'll hear some geological terms and phrases as well. Don't forget, if you like this way of learning English through listening to something which you find interesting in itself, then there are plenty more podcasts on our website and available to download. Just check out adeptenglish.com podcast downloads. And if you're listening on one of the many platforms where you can hear the Adept English podcast, don't forget to give us a review. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. If you've listened to the Adept English podcast for a while, you'll have heard me previously do a podcast on the eruption of Mount Etna in Sicily. That was episode 415. Since then, there has been the eruption of the volcano on the island of La Palma in the autumn that started on September 19th, 2021 and continued for many weeks. Lots of people have lost their homes and property there. And then on the 14th of January 2022, there has been a volcanic eruption in Tonga, or the Kingdom of Tonga, a Polynesian country with 169 islands in the South Pacific. The pictures of this eruption, taken from space, show the suddenness and the size of this event. Sadly, three people died as a result of this eruption, and the shockwaves travelled around the world. Some people in Tonga are now in an emergency situation still, with clean drinking water needing to be brought in. Two people drowned in Peru when the resulting tsunami hit that coastline. Volcanic eruptions are dramatic and often disastrous events which cannot be predicted. Even scientists don't know when they're going to happen. The eruption in Tonga was heard in places like Samoa, 520 miles away, and Fiji, 430 miles away. It was even heard over 1,000 miles away in New Zealand, where the sound took 2 hours to arrive. So let's recap on vocabulary here. Volcano is technically a hole in the Earth's crust, the Earth's surface. We tend to think of volcanoes as a kind of mountain, which they often are, but it's the hole in the Earth's crust, or surface, that makes it a volcano. The adjective to go with that is volcanic, V-O-L-C-A-N-I-C, and volcanology is the science around it, and volcanologists are people who study volcanoes. If a volcano suddenly starts to throw out hot liquid, that's called lava, L-A-V-A, which is in fact molten rock. Molten, M-O-L-T-E-N, means so hot that it's melted, it's become liquid. And we use molten of substances like rock or metal that take a lot of heat to make them into liquids. If this liquid is inside the volcano, it's called magma, M-A-G-M-A. And if it flows outside, it's called lava. We call this kind of volcanic event an eruption, E-R-U-P-T-I-O-N, and we say a volcano has erupted. So the verb is to erupt, E-R-U-P-T. And as I said, we tend to associate the word volcano with a mountain shape, but it's the hole that makes it a volcano. So usually there is a crater, C-R-A-T-E-R, which is the dip in the top of the mountain or the large hole. In fact, the two islands in Tonga where this eruption occurred are called Hunga Tonga and Hunga Ha Apai. And these are really just parts of the edge of the volcano's crater that stick out above the level of the sea and appear as two islands. Underneath the sea here is the rest of the crater and the mountain-like shape that we are familiar with in volcanoes that sit on land. The eruption of the volcano in Tonga was, as I'm sure you know, an underwater eruption. So what you can see in the pictures from space is a massive explosion of gas, volcanic dust and steam. Steam, S-T-E-A-M, is water mixed with air. The proper name for an underwater volcano is a submarine volcano. That's S-U-B-M-A-R-I-N-E. Submarine volcanoes behave very differently from ordinary volcanoes. And of course, there's another risk with these type of eruptions. They are likely to create tsunamis. That's T-S-U-N-A-M-I. I expect that word is the same or similar in your language too. And of course, it's a Japanese word in origin. A tsunami did result after this Tonga eruption, causing lots of people living on Tongan islands to lose their homes. The devastation is still being assessed and the people of Tonga will be dealing with the effects for many months, possibly years to come. The wave also hit countries like Fiji, Vanuatu, Samoa, as well as Japan, Taiwan, the US, parts of Canada, Australia, Tasmania, and New Zealand. Scientists are now puzzling over why this tsunami was not bigger in Tonga itself, and why it managed to affect places that were so far distant. The devastation in Tonga is widespread, but the loss of life could have been a great deal worse. So while the people of Tonga will be dealing with this volcano and tsunami for some time to come, will there be any other eruptions, volcanoes, to be worried about? Dr. Heather Handley, an expert from the University of Monash in Melbourne, Australia, commented that there are around 1,300 active volcanoes in the world, but then qualified this by saying that active means that they have erupted within the last 10,000 years. Perhaps not quite so worrying then. Incidentally, I noticed that Dr. Handley got her PhD in volcanology from the University of Durham in the UK. The volcano which has in recent months had the attention perhaps of people in other parts of the world is the one on the island of La Palma in the Canary Islands. This is the volcano called Cumbre Vieja. Famously, it was suggested in 2001 that there was a possibility that if this volcano were to become very unstable, the whole southwestern part of the island of La Palma might fall into the sea. This dramatic splitting of the island would result in a huge tsunami, which would sweep over the coastlines of West Africa, the eastern United States, Brazil, and the Caribbean, as well as the Atlantic coastlines of Europe, bringing enormous disaster and loss of life. Tsunami surges of 40 and 50 meters were described. And this report was 2001 by Dr. Simon Day of the University College London and Dr. Stephen Ward of the University of California. However, fortunately, later reports seem to think that this idea is far-fetched. That means unlikely to happen. More recent studies have dismissed the likelihood of this scenario, claiming that geology of the island of La Palma is now known to be much more stable than it was thought back in 2001. The volcano on the island of La Palma has in recent weeks become much less active. Its eruption has again not been good for the people of La Palma, many of whose homes, businesses and properties have been consumed by an unstoppable flow of lava. But the thought seems to be that Cumbre Vieja has perhaps exhausted itself for now, and this may push much further into the future any possibility of a much bigger eruption occurring, or indeed part of the island falling into the sea. Perhaps it's better to have more frequent smaller eruptions, which though they destroy property, represent much less direct threat to life, and predictions like the ones in that 2001 report don't need to keep us awake at night. So I hope that the people of Tonga are getting the assistance that they need. There are a number of organisations which are raising money for this cause. It seems as though very basic services are still needed on the islands. Okay, so I hope that that was something interesting and informative to listen to. There's quite a lot of volcano vocabulary there, but also quite a lot of vocabulary which is essentially geography of the world, names of countries and places. Listen to this podcast a number of times until you understand most of it, and until you're comfortable with any vocabulary that's new to you. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.